Good afternoon, sir. Before we get started, what is your name?
My name is Patrick Gonzalez.
Okay, who is Mr. Gonzalez?
Gonzalez.
Anybody?
Patrick Gonzalez.
Yeah. Okay, the Honorable Mr. Wheeler is going to conduct your hearing at this time, sir. So just hold on, and the next voice you will hear will be the Honorable Mr. David Neal.
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir, could you state your full name and AAC number for the record, please?
My full name is Patrick Earl Scott Gonzalez, 284941.
Okay, sir, you're appearing before the Honorable Board of Executive Committee this afternoon in reference to your committee supervision reputation. I may introduce the board members of the collective hearing at this time. On the screen to your far left is the Honorable Gail Whitehouse. Then we have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman. On the right end is the Honorable Lee Tenonis. My name is Dave Neal. I'll be your hearing lead. Also in the room today, we have the Honorable Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections. He'll also represent the parole office today. So prior to the hearing, sir, we received a notification form advising you to hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes, sir.
Attorney form, you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your behalf of obtaining a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir? You're representing yourself today.
I'm representing myself.
Okay, this time I'm going to swear you and Mr. Westby in. So you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the term and conditions of your committee supervision have been violated. Phase two, we will determine whether your committee supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So for phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the two allegations that are on the warrant. After each one, I'm going to ask if it's true or false. And allegation number one is a violation of order and conditional supervision number four, as demonstrated by your failure to complete the 90-day substance abuse program at the Behavioral System Southwest, BFF, on or about June 8, 2018, as directed. Is that true or false, sir?
Is that the one that was in Tucson?
It's a substance abuse course through the BFS. Did you complete it?
Yes, I did complete that.
Okay.
That's for the 1291 program, correct?
I don't have any idea what the number of the program is. It's just
yes, I did complete that, sir. The 90-day program, yes, I did complete that.
The 90-day substance abuse program? So the statement would be false then?
That said that I didn't complete it. I signed the paperwork for that.
Okay, well, we'll discuss that more in a little bit. Okay, I raised number two, the violation of the order of conditional supervision number 12D. I've demonstrated my failure to report to the parole office within one business day of leaving the substance abuse program at BFF on or about June 8, 2018, sir. Sir, let me finish the allegation, please. Okay, I'll start that over. Allegation number two is violation of order and conditional supervision number 12D, administered by your failure to report to the parole office within one business day of leaving the substance abuse program at BFS on or about June 8, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Was that one true or false, sir?
That one's true, and the one prior is true. I'm sorry, I thought you were talking about the 1291 program. I can see that.
All right. So I'm going to make a motion so we move this into phase two. So I'm going to find that Mr. Gonzalez was delinquent as he violated terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or not lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Canales. Moved by Dr. Wright and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, so we're going to be moving into phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Westby is going to give us some background information, so stay on the phone there and I'll get right back with you. Mr. Westby.
Mr. Gonzalez was released from Arizona Department of Corrections on October 31st, 2017. He was arrested on December 19th, 2018 by Tempe PD. There were no new charges. He was back in district custody on December 20th, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of March 11th, 2019 with 194 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015. Narcotic drug violation, two counts, each for two years and 9 months. He has a prior conviction in 2013 for drug paraphernalia, 1 year. This is his second term in DOC. CUIR score 2-1, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted. He has a prior term of supervision in 2014. TIS release of Sconder 74 days, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are minimal. All arrests on record resulted in charges that were dismissed or not filed. His community risk score is a G2B3.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Gonzalez, we're going to go summary of the case and vision. So for residents, you were approved placement at Bisbee Coalition at 509 Monero in Bisbee, Arizona. Then on December 11, 2017, you were discharged from the Bisbee Coalition for arriving at the facility intoxicated. Then on December 14, 2018, you were approved to reside with your mother, Kimberly Keller, in Huachuca City, Arizona. So were you staying with your mother until you were violated, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. And sounds like you might have an alcohol problem, so we'll cover that in a little bit. Okay, so employment, it says you were working at the coalition, and that was verified by Senior Parole Officer Collins, but it ended on the 11th of December in 2017. Then starting January of 2018, you worked at La Casita Restaurant on East Fry Boulevard.
That is correct.
East, okay, this is 465 East Fry Boulevard, Arizona. Pardon me?
Yes, sir. It's in Sierra Vista, which is 3 miles.
Sierra Vista, okay.
3 miles away from Huachuca City.
Okay, thank you, sir. And you worked there at least through March. What did you do after March of 2018?
I worked as a landscaper.
Okay.
For an independent contractor.
Okay. All right, but you kept busy working. That's good.
Yes, sir.
So, for programming, it says November of 2018, you're referred to SAGE Counseling with Counselor Blair Huntington. And December 27th, you're referred to Andy Babcock at Best Foot Forward Counseling in Sierra Vista for extended substance abuse, relapse prevention, and mental health evaluation. Then on February 11th, you graduated from SAGE Counseling Program and continued with Substance Abuse Relapse Prevention and Behavioral Health Counseling. Then in May, on May 30th, you signed conditions to go to Behavioral Systems Southwest due to having failed to report on your scheduled report day and discontinuing your programming classes with Best Foot Forward. And that's, so when you went to BSS, but you didn't complete that program, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So then you had task saliva specimens they did in, November 15th, December 11th, and April 9th, all of 2018, or maybe. On December 27th, you self-admitted to drinking beer and smoking marijuana. And March 14, 2018, tasked the lab specimen tested positive for marijuana. June 7, 2018, your analysis tested positive for marijuana. So, you had an alcohol and marijuana problem, I see. Are you still have a problem with both of those?
No, sir.
How long have you been sober?
It's been about 4 months now.
4 months? Well, that's good. You just quit?
Yeah, I realized it wasn't doing anything for me that was positive, so I stopped doing it.
Well, let's see. December 11th of 2018, you admitted to being intoxicated and you were placed in the Puma Reentry Center for a 3-day sanction. So you were intoxicated on the 11th of December?
I guess some of that's what the records say, sir.
Well, sometime in December you were drinking, so you haven't been sober for 4 months. Maybe no marijuana, but
that's not true. That was way early, that was almost a year ago, sir. The records are not, that's not even correct.
Okay, well, it says you self-admitted in December. So what were you doing that caused the Tempe police to notice you?
I was just walking around. They randomly stopped me, and I told them that I had a DOC warrant.
Okay.
I openly admitted to it.
So did they tell you why they stopped you when you were just walking around?
Because I had long hair and I looked like a drug addict in a known drug area.
Okay. Was you weren't using?
No, sir.
Okay. I'm assuming our fellow board members have any questions at this time. Any questions? Okay, sir, we'll be nearing the end of your hearing momentarily. The board will go into discussion to make a determination. But before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Tell us anything else that you think the board might need to know. We just ask that you don't cover the information that we've already covered. But now is a chance if you have something else you'd like to tell us.
My mother's she's got a work waiting for me from La Casita again, and she asked if I would be her caretaker because she has a pacemaker and she can't do a lot of physical things. So the sooner I can get back to her would be the best, sir.
Okay. All right. Before we'll be going into discussion now to make a determination, we'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think that we're addressing you, but we won't be. So we ask you to remain silent, but stay there on the phone, and once we've made a determination, I'll get back with you, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, board's now in discussion. Well, Mr. Gonzalez is out for a while and managed to do well enough. These POs were working with him and trying to keep him out of trouble and finish his role. But between not finishing the program, get resigned, and some relapsing on alcohol marijuana, the PO decided that he needed to go back inside. He's only got a couple, not even 2 full months left. To the end of his sentence, but I think at this time he'd be better served if he stayed inside, try to obtain some AA and NA counseling or programming, make himself a good plan so when he gets out, he can go back out, go to work, and be a productive citizen. I'm going to listen to discussion from my fellow board members if there is any. No discussion, though. Based on all information, 1-2-0-1-8-W-1-8-9-4, Mr. Gonzalez's testimony and the information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to move that we revoke the community supervision of Mr. Gonzalez. I see the delinquent violator term conditional supervision and had lapse or without lapse in the criminal age or company.
Second.
Agree. Motion by myself, second by Mr. Quinones, agreed by Dr. Wright and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, so the board has voted to revoke the community supervision at this time, but you only have about, you only have less than 2 months left. You're scheduled by our paperwork to be released on March 11, 2019. And when you do, you won't have to report to a PO or anything like that. So we suggest you get any, probably NA or AA programming you can between now and the time you're released. Make yourself a good plan so when you go out there, you go back to work and stay away from the drug, the alcohol, and other bad things. And be a productive citizen. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right,
thank you.
All right, we do this to the best of luck, and either put the next inmate on the phone or the CO3, please.
Okay.